Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to guest lecture of Professor Shihiro Watanabe. He has long career. He has worked first in the Ministry of Trade and Industry of Japan.
Yes.
After that, as a diplomat, I think in Malaysia and Singapore, in Far East. And then he has been a long time professor of well-known Tokyo Institute of Technology. And as well, he has worked in University of Singapore. We have had Academy of Finland supported grant, name was Platform Value Now. It has been very, very successful, and Professor Watanabe will now tell research based on that that project and other results. Welcome, Professor Watanabe.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My presentation this morning is the digital transformation endogenizing solution to the decarbonization, the consisting of the five folds. Prior to the presentation of the subject, I'd like to briefly introduce major the findings obtained through the preceding the research paper that was introduced by Professor Anatama. That's the platform value now. Or that was conducted with the support of Academy of Finland between the 2016 and 2021, focusing on the generating the insights into and capture GDP. The major key findings could be summarized in 7 points. The first, the co-evolution of three the mega trends, the advancement of the digitalization, the shifted spin-off of the co-evolution among the economic institutions. The customer's preference for economic functionality and advancement of technology, traditional ICT and natural the capital GDP to the shifting to the super functionality beyond economic value and advancement of the internet, leading to the new paradigm, leading to the uncaptured the GDP. And that can be attributed to face nature of the ICT. That is, the advancement of the ICT stock, the increase, the price of the technology and the subsequent productivity. At the same time, the due to the freebies, the easy replication and mass standardization nature of the internet result in the decline in the prices. The consequence is a discrepancy between them, the lead emerged uncaptured GDP. And that is, the internet provides new utility and happiness, but cannot be captured by the GDP account, GDP data. Such the phenomena that result in the dilemma between R&D expansion and the productivity that decline. Contrary to the advancement of the ICT, that of the typical the ICT leaders in nation and the company, the excessive the advancement that result in the decline in the productivity, that result in the the dilemma between the expectation of R&D increase and the unexpected decline. So the countermeasure to such the dilemma could be either expected through the neo-open innovation. That can be either, we call it the soft innovation resources utilized by absorbing from the external environment and assimilate them into their own system. Thereby, the sustainable growth can be maintained without depending on R&D investment increase that result in the decline in the productivity. Here, the soft innovation resources are considered as the candidate the condensate and the crystal of the advancement of the internet and consists of the internet-based resources and the result of the multi-sided interaction in the marketplace. And typically it observed, for example, the Amazon that depend on the fusing and the real, fusing the net and real, and depending on the sleeping, the capable resources and the trust and at most the gratification and memory and untapped resources and something like that. That can be the typical the software innovation resources. Such effort, the Amazon, for example, conspicuously the jump to the world top R&D leader can be attributed to the success of the neo-open innovation and subsequent synergy of F plus ESG, that means finance plus the ESG is environment, the social and the governance. By transforming the ESG risk into a springboard for the new innovation. And these findings suggest the fundamental nature of the digital innovation and its fatal consequences of the logistic growth nature and the result in the bipolarization and the dilemma between R&D expansion and productivity decline. And another, to face the nature, the resulting ICT price that decrease as the digital content increase. That led to the marginal productivity of ICT that decline rate to uncaptured GDP. That suggested, as we repeat, the significance of neo-open innovation and in confronting the increasing the significance of the decarbonization, for example. That the earth-wide, across the industry, the soft innovation resources are anticipated. With such the postulate, that we summarize these key findings in the book published from Elsevier, entitled Transforming the Social Economy with the Digital Innovation, and that suggested the significance of the following up of our findings. That today is the key subject, the digital transformation and generating a solution to the decarbonization.